You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
This could be a package delivery or a friend dropping by to say hello, but it could be the sound of someone planning to rob you blind. Over 95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglars usually ring your doorbell to see if someone's home before pillaging your possessions. Thieves know you're taking vacations this summer. With the Ring Video Doorbell, see and speak to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you even if someone doesn't ring the doorbell. It's like caller ID for your home. Installing Ring takes minutes, and it works with either your existing wiring or battery power. Protect your home this summer with the Video Doorbell Time Magazine named one of the top 10 gadgets of 2014. Right now, listeners to this station get $10 off the Ring Video Doorbell when you go to ring.com/safety. You're always home with Ring. Go to ring.com/safety for $10 off. That's ring.com/safety.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on The Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Buffalo News is reporting today that Blackhawks star Patrick Kane has been accused of rape by a woman in Hamburg, New York, and is currently under investigation in that town where he has an off-season home. Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News.
Pat Kane is a target of a rape investigation at this point. There have been no arrests. There have been no anything that has approached anything like that in this scenario.
The Chicago Tribune reported that neighbors say they saw plainclothes police enter Kane's home with flashlights on Sunday night. Again, no charges have been filed. No arrests have been made. The Blackhawks released a statement today saying, quote, "We are aware of the matter and are in the process of gathering information. It would be inappropriate to comment further at this time," end quote. Kane is scheduled to have his day with the Stanley Cup on Saturday. Whether or not that takes place is now up to the Blackhawks. To the NFL, Bears are 1 week away from their first preseason matchup. They'll take on the Dolphins next Thursday night. The Bears say top draft pick Kevin White is expected to begin light running next week. He missed all of camp so far with shin splints. Michael Olah will be out for a week or so with a sprained knee. Defensive lineman Eagle Ferguson is excused from practice today for personal reasons. Bears aren't the only ones dealing with injuries. Washington's DeSean Jackson separated his shoulder. He's out for a couple of weeks. Houston's Arian Foster will have surgery on his groin tomorrow. He's expected to be out until sometime around week 7 or 8. To baseball, Cubs open an all-important series against the Giants tonight as Chicago and San Francisco continue to battle over the second NL wildcard spot. San Francisco currently half a game up on the Cubs for that postseason berth. Jason Hamill and Chris Heston face off tonight at Wrigley at 7:05. White Sox get the day off before they open a weekend set against the Royals. John Danks and Edinson Volquez on the mound for their respective teams tomorrow. And in golf, Rory McIlroy could be getting ready to make a run at the PGA Championship. He hasn't played competitively since he withdrew from the British Open with an ankle injury, but he's been posting photos of himself back on the course to his Instagram account this week. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. Let U.S. Bank take you out to the ballgame. Enter to win White Sox tickets at a U.S. Bank location between now and August 16th. For locations, go to usbank.com. See your local branch for official contest rules. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tomorrow at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, call 888-GO-PURPLE.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
What's up, Chicago?
Cuts it for Kane right to the net.
He lives a pretty famous lifestyle. You know, everyone can recognize him wherever he goes. He's in the public eye quite a bit.
For all the cab drivers out there, I love you.
Buffalo native Pat Kane was arrested over an alleged dispute with a cab driver.
We're aware of that situation. We followed it closely, and we're obviously disappointed.
It caused a lot of pain for my family, my hometown of Buffalo, the city of Chicago, the Chicago Blackhawks. And for that part, I sincerely apologize.
He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, it's not like they broke any laws. He's old enough to drink alcoholic beverages, and he wasn't driving with it. That was yesterday's newspaper.
Everyone kind of goes through their different maturation process, and maybe mine was a little bit delayed compared to some other guys. So I feel like I'm getting better in that department. You know, want to be a better person, not only on the ice, but off the ice as well.
You said I've been growing up, but watch out for me the next week.
Breaking news about NHL superstar and South Buffalo native Patrick Kane. Sources in Hamburg telling 7 Eyewitness News that police are investigating an alleged incident involving Kane and a woman that began at a bar in Evans. The Buffalo News, the first to report an investigation is underway.
Pat Kane is the target now of an alleged rape.
Boers and Bernstein.
Oski.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
That's some fast work there by Chris Tannehill and his folks here in the production facilities at Sports Radio 670, The Score. And yeah, it's sort of a chilling statement with the context that we have of Kane saying, watch out for me. And we're still waiting to hear what's going on now. There are TV news crews in Buffalo that at least have some reasonable belief that there will be some appearance at the Hamburg police station right now. And according to anybody that I've spoken to, the understanding is that Kane is with his lawyer and that Paul Cambria is the guy that's represented him in criminal cases before. So we shall see if something happens before the end of business today or before we're done 3 hours from now. I don't know. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show with Barry Rosner sitting in.
And if he does arrive at the police station, it doesn't mean necessarily that he's being charged, that he's being arrested. He could just be going in voluntarily for questioning. We still don't know what that law enforcement source said exactly to that reporter, what he meant exactly when he said,
use the phrase turn himself in, yeah. Because that very loaded phrase assumes there's a warrant for his arrest.
Right.
Rather than just making himself available for questioning. We haven't even heard the term person of interest yet or suspect, just that he has been accused.
And we know that the cops have been to his house.
The 847 says, if I'm the Hawks, regardless of outcome, I'm done with Kane. If he's guilty, he's guilty. Hockey doesn't matter. If he's innocent, they have to ask themselves the question, is this the last time something like this happens? With Kane, I don't think that it is. So it's worth exploring other options at the least.
Well, it's not the first time. Look, we know it's not the first time they've asked themselves serious questions about him. What we don't know is how close they were. And you and I have had this conversation on the air to the chagrin of probably hundreds of thousands in this city who are very angry anytime we brought, why do you hate Patrick Kane? What we discussed in all seriousness several times was whether they reach a point. This is all we ever asked, was will they reach a point where they can't manage it anymore? And despite his incredible talent and ability to help them win cups, will it not be worth it at some point? That's the conversation we had. People ran with that, decided we hated Kane, we wanted him traded, and so on and so forth. We were wondering, what would it take?
I know
what would it take for them to finally cut the cord? And I'm not saying this will be it. I don't know, but it is perfectly reasonable to wonder out loud, even if he is completely innocent, whether they think winning Stanley Cups is worth everything else that he brings. And it may very well be to them.
I know John McDonough hates those phone calls, just as he hated it when he got the call about Corey Crawford. Compare this, if we're looking at the scope of the alleged misdeed, compare it to their reaction to Crawford, and they had a talk with Crawford before that too about his behavior, about the hours that he was keeping, about what he was doing, and they felt burned by him. to the point where they put him on blast in front of the media and made him answer the questions about drinking and said, what did you do and what, how did this happen? And they said, you're having a press conference and you're going to talk about it. They did it to punish him. They did it to embarrass him because they needed to show how serious they were about having to find some common ground in trusting him after they gave him the big contract. This is well beyond that.
You know, one of the bites that Tanny had carted up was John McDonough talking about the brand and what these guys mean to the brand now. It's a big thing for John McDonough. It's a very big part of it.
He was one of the first guys in sports that talked about a team's brand.
He and I used to sit in his office at Wrigley Field, and he used to marvel at the possibilities that the Blackhawks were flushing down the toilet. These were in the really bad years where we would sit in there and we would write on a whiteboard all the things that they were doing wrong and all the things they were flushing down the toilet. He loved the sweater. He loved the possibilities. Now he's there. Now he's doing more with it than anyone ever has. So there's the fairness question. What if Kane is completely innocent and he walks away and there's no question that he didn't do anything wrong at all? Even under those circumstances, what's the damage to the brand at this point? And does McDonough reach a point where he goes, I'm supposed to be fair. I'm an employer. And as an employer, I need to be fair.
He's got to balance the punitive with the actual value. Because even if he's mad enough, and even if he wants to punish Kane by saying, look, you're done with the brand, he may need Kane's goal scoring and stick handling and mercurial feet to help repair the brand.
Not only that, but he has to wonder whether just having him here also continues to damage the brand. And I'm not making a judgment. I'm not smart enough to know the answer, but those questions have to be asked.
Westside Cliff, you're on WSCR.
Hey, what's up, guys? Let me ask you a quick question. And I know it's a side trade, which is very surprising, but they got a player back, I believe, Anisimov.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm asking is because I know with Temu really coming up in the playoffs, weren't they always kind of looking not to replace him, but to have something just in case something happens? You know, they can't foresee this, of course, but just in case his behavior continues the way that it was after the cab incident and really what they already know. And second, Dan, you always talk about the locker room and what went on last season,
mm-hmm.
being tumultuous as it was, but you really didn't get into details, and I don't know how much you guys can. But the reason I'm kind of linking both of them together, it seems that with their off-season moves, I'm trying to be a little clear here, but it seems that the off-season moves, they're like, okay, we have to get rid of this, like you just said, for the brand. So regardless of what happens to them, are they already foreseeing this culture change that they want to implement?
You don't give a guy $80 million and then start working on plan B.
Okay.
You know, to me, that wouldn't make any sense.
That's the answer to your first question about whether they foresaw something else coming. No, they would not have made this kind of commitment to him long term. And no, you don't replace Patrick Kane. There's no replacement there. I think Teravainen has a terrific future. He's got incredible skill, incredible vision. In many ways, he is a younger Patrick Kane, but he's not going to be Patrick Kane. Those guys are once in a generation.
This email is from Bill on Capitol Hill. Catholic moralists like to refer to occasions of the nearness of sin. It's a higher toned version of the relationship between getting fleas and lying down with dogs. Thus, even if Patrick Kane is absolutely innocent of these accusations, which I beg leave to doubt, he has exposed himself, his team, and his league to an unconscionable risk. Bad judgment doesn't cover it here. Even if he's innocent, the man clearly has trouble governing his impulses and evaluating the character of others. Meanwhile, we're left evaluating a person who is either the victim